Mem Gimel Amud Beis, exactly. Mem Gimel Amud Beis, five lines in the bottom. Yeah. Very important sigil coming up. Says the Gemara, Amar Bivayu Amar Reb Yechanan. Kol Isurin Shivatera Ein Heter Mitzaref Le'Isser Chutz Mi Isuri Nazir Shari Amre Tera Mishras. Meaning to say, usually when it comes to, let's say, Machalas Asuris, so in order for a person to be chayiv, a person needs to eat a kezayis. Usually we say ein achila chusa mi kezayis. You have to eat a kezayis worth, and then you're chayiv. Says Rabbi Avayu B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, with regards to all these certain in the Torah, we don't say that heter is mitzarif to make up the shear of a kezayis to be mechayiv you. You have to eat a full kezayis of iser. The exception to the rule is with regards to nazir. Why? Because by nazir it says the word mishras. I mean, like the pasuk says, miyayin v'sheicher, yazir chemetz, yayin v'chemetz sheicher, lo yishta, called mishras anovim. So something which is soaked, something which is soaked in, let's say, grape juice, is also included. Let's see Rashi over here. Rashi says, let's see the Rashi, ein heter mitzarif le'iser, about 10 lines before the lines get wide. Ein heter mitzarif le'iser, meaning achal chatzi zayis cheleb, v'chatzi zayis bosa b'bas achas, ein heter mashlem ashira iser l'chayvoy, chutz mi'isurei nazir. She'machal chatzi zayis anovim, chatzi zayis lechem b'bas achas, chayv. Note, by the way, and this is going to be important, that the examples, the two examples Rashi has given so far of Heter Mitzaref Le'Isser, is where it's two distinct pieces. It's not that it's merged together to form one unit, it's actually two distinct things. And we're saying by Nazir, if you have a Chatzi Zayis grape, and you have a Chatzi Zayis lechem, you be Hayiv. Shayom Retera Mishras Anavim Lo Yishte Hayiv Al Shriyas Pite B'Yayin. And if you're actually consuming a kezayis worth of the yayin, why would I need a pasuk for that? And so on. Good. So that is the chiddush of Rabbi Avayu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan.
Grape and dry grape, nothing to do with each other.
Correct. Yeah, you have a little piece of grape and a little piece of dry bread, and you have the two together. And we're going to see Rashi is going to articulate this very clearly in a minute.
Only because the bread is something that could be soaked.
Don't think so. The question is it only because the bread in theory could be soaked? I don't think so. I think so, but we're going to see this is going to become quite clear as the sugya goes on. So again, Amra Vivei Amra Vyechan, Kol Yisur and Shabbatera and Hetem Mitzarav Isser Chutz Mi Surei Nazir Shari Amra Tera Mishras. It's a special Gzeres HaKos of Mishras. Okay. Vizi'iri amar af sa'ar b'bal taktiru. I mean, the pasuk says, ki chol sa'ar b'chol d'vash le'saktiru mimenu ish l'ashem, meaning one is not supposed to be machmitz, one is not supposed to add leaven or d'vash into the mincha. So says Zi'iri, af sa'ar b'al taktiru, that would also be included. If you look at Rashi, again, also mefurish, three lines down and then the wider lines, Rashi says, "Afsar bal taktiru nami heter mitzaref le'iser chatzi zayis kaimetz the sa'ar the chatzi zayis the matza the einan mu'uravin elakol echad nikar." Rashi says it very clearly over here. The two separate, distinct things, you eat them together at the same time. Heter is mitzaref le'iser. That is the shita of Zi'iri. So, we want to know, look, Bishlam, when it comes to Rabbi Avayu B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, and he said it's a special gzeres hakasa by Nazir because it says the word Mishras. Whereas when it comes to Zi'iri, who says even Sa'ar B'Bal Taktiru, says the Gemara Keman, K'Rabbi Eliezer. It's going back to our sugi yesterday of Rabbi Eliezer, the Darish Kol. Remember, we had our discussion yesterday. We spoke about Chametz B'Tarevis and Chametz Nuksha. And we proved, we had a Tanya Kavasad of Yehuda, that Chametz B'Tarevis is more Chomer than Chametz Nuksha. And we learn at Chametz B'Tarevis that it's Osir from the fact that it says Kol Machmetzis, meaning we said that Chametz means Chametz, Machmetzis means if it was Nischametz, Machmez Dovra Acher. And Kol, Mahmet says, tells me even if it's a tarovis of chametz and something else. So we're learning up from the word Kol to tell me something else. So it says the word Kol over here, ki Kol sa'ar. So clearly we're dashing the word Kol, and it's from that that we're saying that we would say hetem etzarf leisus. The Gemara says that l'chari is going like Rebbe Eliezer the dash Kol. If so, if it's based on the word Kol, it's not a special gezeirah because of Mishras. So why are you saying there's one other addition to Nazir, and that is Sa'ar? You should say you even by Chametz. Rashi says, if you know Chametz Nami, Darmin and Al Eru Vaibalav, this is a Tarevis of Chametz with something else. Like, let's say, Kutcha Bavli, you've got some, you know, yogurt, it's an old bread, it's a Tarevis. So you should also say the same thing, Vayner Nami had to mitzdarf l'Isser. So why did Ze'iri say specifically Sa'ar and not Chametz also? That is the kasha which we're asking. Says the Gemara, Enoch Nami. You're right. Really, for sure. For sure, we would come to include Chametz also. And this is all just lafuke midabaya, meaning when Ze'iri said what he said, his primary intention was to come lafuke from Abaya Shita. Da'ama yesh haktara lapachas mikazayis. Shita's Abaya is that even if you're maktir half a kazayis, a third of a kazayis of Sa'ar, that in and of itself is considered to be a haktara huasura, and you would never need to come on to hetem etzarf le'iser, because there is no minimum shear. But I'm coming lafuke you abaye, and I'm saying that there is a shear kezayis, but you're able to be mashlim the shear kezayis with heter. So if half the kezayis is not sa'ar and half of it is sa'ar, heter is mitzarev le'iser vada, for sure it would apply by Pesach, that he was coming lafuke mit abaya, kamashman the haktara, or girisa is the ein haktara, lapachas mikezayis. You look at Rashi, two lines down. Rashi speaks it out. Mishani and Nechanami, the Chametz of Pesach, Hetem Etzav Le'iser. V'haydenok Etzar, Lafuki Midabaya, the Arm of Menachas, Perkel Menachas, Bois, Yesh Haktar, Rav Apachas Mekazayis, V'chay V'haktar is Sarkoldu. V'li Boit Siruf, U'mitaritz Labrais, Del Al Hachi, Ein Li Yelak Kazayis, Chatzi Zayis, Menayin Tamad Leimer, Kol, V'yalak Minad, Yesh Haktar, Apachas Mekazayis, and so on. So, Enoch Hanami, Avada, according to Ze'iri, it's loved after limited to Yisuri Nazir. It would apply to Sa'ar, and it would apply to Pesach also, because we're learning from the word Kol. In chat, top Tesis. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha was, according to you, Ze'iri, that you're learning out from the word Kol, so then we should say the same thing by Chametz, because it says Kol Machmetzis. Taisa says, Raviyachan Lematzi Parich, the Iule Darish Kol, because he doesn't dash in Kol. Fine. Dim Taimer Bahab Perik Basra, the Yuma, Darish Raviyachan, and Mikol Chalev, the Chatzishir Asamanatera, famous opinion of Raviyachan, which is how we paskin, that Chatzishir is Asamanatera. Any dashins from the word Kol? So if he dashins the word Kol over there, so why don't we say you should dash in the word call over here, but like I'll be call machmetzis, and say hatim etzarav leisur. Ve'imari deli darish ela li'isura, aval ischayiv malchus, kemei b'chashir loy. That he doesn't do. Whereas here, as the Iri is saying, that af sa'ar and af chametz to be malchus, we would say hatim etzarav leisur, that is something which Rabbi Yechanan does not do. Fine. Al-Kabonim. So where are we holding? We have a machlekes between Rabbi Avoy Bishim and Rabbi Yochanan, who says, in Kala Terakula, we do not say Hatem Etzdarav Le'Isser. You need to eat a full kezayis of the actual Isser itself in order to get Malkus. Hatem is not Etzdarav Le'Isser. The exception is when it comes to Isuri Yayin, and Rashi said that even if you have half a kezayis worth of a grape, half a kezayis worth of bread, eat the two together, the hatter is mitzvah l'isur, not flown down from exeris the cause of mishras. Rabbi and Zeiri is chaylik, and Zeiri says both by sa'ar and by hametz, which is the word kol. There we're going to say hatter mitzvah l'isur. We shouldn't ask as many, many places by other isurim, which is the word kol. And they say, we'll have to say that there, every time it says kol, it's used for something else. Fine. So Yosef Ravdimi, the Ka'amar La Alaha Shmaitza. Ravdimi was sitting, he was saying over this Torah of Rabbi Yochanan. He was saying over this member of Rabbi Yochanan, the first Shita, that Kol Yisurin Shvat Torah, Einat Mitzvah, is with the exception of Isuri Nazir. Good. Abaye question of Dimi and said, "Holy Yisurin Shvat Torah, Einat Mitzvah, is that true?" But now, we have a Mishnah in Tzvul Yom, which says hamikpah shel truma v'shum hashem en shel chulin. You've got some beans or some porridge of truma, and you've got some chulin spices. So the actual, the main dish is truma, and the spices are chulin. V'nogot tful yoyim, and we know, as we've seen many times, a tful yoyim pasels truma. So v'nogot tful yoyim b'miktzasan pasel es kulan. He passels the entire mixture, both the truma content as well as the chulin spices. Everything is nitma. Hamikba shel chulin, whereas if the main dish is of chulin, vashum shemen shel truma, v'nogat ful yeim b'miktsasan, le'pasel ele mekoyim magoi bovad. He only passels the actual place that he touches, leaving aside exactly how we reckon what is considered the place that he touches, but he only passels the place that he touches. Ravinaba, we asked, Makay Magoy, am I psula? But why does he even passel the place where he touched? I mean, you know, possibly 90% of it is chulin. Maybe 95% of it is chulin. It's just some spice of truma spices. Why does he passel even the Makam Magoy? Surely you have a bittle over here. What's the reason why he passels that place? Because there'd be proper malchus if Vizar would eat this. And there would be malchus because Ayas. I mean, why would there be malchus? Had it not been that we say, because the heter is mitzareth to the yisr. So you Ravdimi, are saying over b'shem Rabbi Yochanan that the only place we say the heter is mitzareth to yisr is by nazir. It's exeris the kasa by nazir, but l'chare we find the same thing with regards to truma, because surely that is the reason why. The reason why we say it's metame is because a czar, were he to eat this, he would get malchus. Surely that's because of the din of heter mitzaref leiser. Says the Gemara, loy. My kizayis, what does it mean when it says because the czar will be like alein the kizayis? Not because if you have one kizayis, which is partly made up of iser and partly made up of heter, that's why you would get malchus, because of heter mitzaref leiser. No. The Ike Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. He ate several kizayim of this mixture, which is primarily chulin and partially truma. But if he would eat so much that he would have altogether a kizayis worth of the truma, Bechdei Achilas Pras, so then that is considered to be that he has consumed the truma b'Isser. And that's what Rabbi Bar Chana meant. So again, we have over here the actual food, the majority of the food is chulin, and the spices are truma. A tful yoyim, who has the din of the sheni, he touches the food, he passels the place where he touches. Why did he pass the place where he touches? Said Rabbi Rabbi Chana, because a czar would get malchus b'kizayis, pirish, if he would have a kizayis worth of the truma, b'chdei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat four beitzim, which is the sheer pras, and that's the reason why. So you don't have a raya necessarily that you say hatam etzaraf le'isr by other dinim, by truma and the like. It's because of a regular din of kezayis b'kdei achilas pras. Let's see Rashi over here. If you look at the Rashi, Dibra Masla V'Amar Rabba Barbachana, and you kind of go down about seven lines where there's a two dots. Mine, I've got a two dots in the middle. It says Umishani. And we answer, My loike mekezayis the gomar, kezayis bechdei achilas pras, shemacho pras mimenu shir arba beitzim, yesh bekezayis truma. So, meaning if you would consume four beitzim's worth, within that, there would be a kezayis of truma, the kaimalan, the chol shiuri achilas iser, bein kezayis l'chila v'dam. Bein kiseves diem kipurim. Mitzvah to machilas hashir b'kdei shehiyazu, meaning if he delays, if he takes his time, he tarries while he eats. Shem achol kechardu chaylev. He has a mustard seed worth of chaylev. V'chazev achol kechardu. Ad shehishl mekezayis, providing that in ein mitchilas to achila v'ad seifa. Yoyse mishehiyaz k'dei achilas pras, achila b'enes. Mitzarif v'habi k'moi sh'ochlu b'vasachas. Rashi teaches it, and you could have declared, is if a person eats a kezayis k'dei achilas pras, yochayv, is it because that's also considered to be a ma'isa achila, or because we look at it as if you ate it at once? Rashi says v'habi k'moi achila sh'ochlu b'vasachas. It's as if he ate it at once, and there yochayv v'chanami yesh kan truma. So again, we had a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi had a kasha. You want to tell me, Rabbi Yochanan, the only time we say this chiddush of Hetem Mitzvah Le'Isser is by Nazir? Don't we find this with regards to Truma? Because didn't Rabbi Bar Bachana say that the reason why the Tvul Yem passels this mixture is because a Zar would get Malkus if he ate a Kezayis? Doesn't that mean Hetem Mitzvah Le'Isser that he ate only one single kezayis in total? Part of it is truma, part of it is chulin. In which case, you see, Hetem Mitzvah Le'Isser says, "Gemara, no, it means he ate a full kezayis of truma. It just took him some time because he ate it b'kdei achilas pras." On the shiur of k'dei achilas pras, it is well known that there's many shitas in the Achronim as to how long does it take to eat a pras worth of wheat bread. And the more makel shita says 9 minutes. I believe the most machme shita says 2 minutes. And I think the Chassam Sefer says somewhere in between, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. But legabi, all of these dinim and legabi yisurim, legabi shiurim on Yom Kippur and so on. So one usually advises, if you're able to have shiurim, small measurements every 9 minutes, great. If you need to have it more frequent, you can rely on the more makel shitas, depending on the severity of the situation and so on. Fine. Good. So that's what we're saying. The case is that you had a full kezayis of the truma, but you just had it spread out. You had it b'kdei achilas pras. Freg b'gemara b'kezayis b'kdei achilas pras d'araisi. Is that the Araisa? So the Rishonim say, this is a Nazir, Rabbeinu David over here, they say that the Gemara's count, we know that there's a Musik of Kezayis K'dei Achilas Pras. That is an open Gemara. We have that in Erevin, that goes into the Dinim of Shiurim. And the Gemara dash in the Pasuk of Eretz Chita Sarah Geffen, and we dash in Kezayis over there K'dei Achilas Pras. So we know from a Halach L'Mishmi Sinai, let's say a person has a piece of Chalev, just a piece of chaylev be'en, and you have a tiny bit by bit kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, that we know you're chayev. The Gemara's kasha is, is there a musik of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras even by a tarovis, which as we've seen a few times is a little bit more kal, because it's not the actual thing be'en, it's a lower level. So is that also the araisa? Amalayin. Yeah. So, Frek the Gemara, well, once you say that, once you're telling me that Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, even if it's Betarevis, is also Midya Raisa, so let's go back to our Mishnah. We had Kutucha Bavli, and Zesma Mitzri, and so on. So, Frek the Gemara, Yachi, am I plegi Rabbanan a lady Rebbe Eliezer, but Kutucha Bavli? So, why do the Rabbanan say that there's not going to be a lav if you consume the Kutucha Bavli? And the mashmos of the Rabbanan is, in all cases, not only if you had one single kezayis of the Kutuch HaBavli, in which case you wouldn't have a kezayis worth of the chametz, but even if you have a large quantity, in which case you might have a kezayis bechadei achilas pras, still they seem to patter you. And if you're telling me that everyone says that kezayis bechadei achilas pras, even mitarevis is also mitaraisa, why do they patter you? That's the Gemara's kash. Yelchi amai pliger abonin leider evliyez. Elamite seems to be and that it's not so posh to say kezayis bechadei achilas pras. Says the Gemara, elamai. Yes, sir. So what you want to say that the pshat over here in this mission in Tvul Yom, the reason why the pshat in Rabba Bar Bachana is because the heter is mitzdarif l'isser. If that's what you want to say pshat over here, fine. But still, am I pleading Rabban Leder of Lezer B'kutuch HaBavli? Meaning, if you are telling me that there is a concept of kezayis bechadei achilas pras, and everyone does agree to that, so then why do the Rabbanim disagree with Rav Leza by Kutuch HaBavli? Ella, we're going to say Kutuch HaBavli is different. Ella hanech leKutuch HaBavli de les bekezayis bechadei achilas pras. It's a physical impossibility to ever consume a kezayis bechadei achilas pras. Why? Why is it an impossibility? I'll tell you why, says the Gemara. Ibe ene, the kasarifaka achale, if a fellow just takes kutuch habavli and gulps it down, then a bottle dayti etzel kolot. And that is considered to be a peculiar type of achila, because no one is able to eat it like that because it's very sharp. So to just go at meaning the kutuch habavli, as we saw yesterday, is a dip. Slightly dip, you dip something in the kutuch habavli. So to have it by itself, which is very sharp, we would say that's not considered to be an achila. That is the bottle of the Yitzhak Aladim. The E Mishatir Kashatir V'Achel. And if you will say, when the case is that the person is just being metabel, kidarkoi, and so on, then less be kizayis bechdei achilas pras. Meaning the content, the chametz content in this dip, is so small that when you would go ahead and you would dip your vegetable in this kutuch habavli, you would never reach the shear of a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, just based on, we don't know the exact proportion, but the quantity of chametz in the kutuch habavli is so small that you would never reach the shear of kezayis of chametz bechdei achilas pras. Very important point, which the Achronim are medayik over here. When they say like this, the Gemara is saying, forget about kutuch habavli. Kutuch habavli, you'll never reach kezayis bechdei achilas pras. Why? If you take a spoon and you just gulp it up, that's a strange achila. That's not considered to be an achila. Bottle diet, it's the kolodim. Elamai, you take your carrot sticks and you dip it in the kutuch habavli, you'll never reach the shear. You'll never amass, even if you take the shear of 9 minutes, let's say that's the shear of four beitzim of kedei achilas pras, you'll never consume a kezayis worth of chametz the kedei achilas pras. Say the Achronim, is it mashma from this sugyo that whenever we speak about eating kedei achilas pras, we give it one flat universal shear? We don't say, how long does it take to eat this type of food? How long does it take to eat this type of food? I don't know, let's say if a person has got hot schug. I don't know, he's got some very hot, spicy food. Yeah? Victor, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah? There you go. So you've got some harif, and the amount of time it would take to eat a kezayis of this, it would take a long time. It would take much longer than the time it takes to have a kezayis of bread. So do we go kol echad lefi, what is the norm to consume that? Or do we say that there is a flat shear, the same for everything? And if it happens to be, like our Gemara is saying, that kutuch habavli, because it's quite pungent, you'll never end up eating it within that time because it's too strong. You know, you eat it. What's the nafkamina? Big nafkamina. Huge nafkamina. Nafkamina is, if you have a cup of tea, or a cup of coffee, or a bowl of soup, where you tend to sip, just had to demonstrate, where you tend to sip it slowly, and you don't have a revius, b'chdei achilas pras. So then you'll say, I never was shoysa my coffee, I didn't drink the coffee or the tea or the soup, in which case, perhaps I'm potter from a bracha achrayna.
That's the story of Moshe Feinstein.
What's the story?
By the way, I only sipped it, but then I
didn't
have each time to make the
bracha. It rings a bell. Yes, Bobby's mentioning a mice with a ramesha. That's the reason why I didn't make a bracha achrayna. So some say, arrive from this Gemara, that there is a flat shear to everything, and therefore you would not say a bracha achrayna on a coffee. Others say, no, not necessarily true. Maybe you can be matcha deraya and say like this. At the end of the day, what we need over here, we're dining on having a kezayis of the bread content. Bread, I'll be mishari with whether a person eating bread. I punked it happens to be that because you've got this other concoction with it, it's very strong. But that's not really what I'm dining on. I'm dining on the bread content, and maybe mitzad the bread content, I'm only going to give it the regular share of bread, which is much quicker, and so on. So maybe you don't necessarily have a proof. La Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says in the beginning of Reish Yud that ideally the best thing to do is to wait until it cools down and have a revius once it's cooled down, and then you can gulp it back. And this way, right? Right. The problem is if you want to have a piping hot cup of coffee, then you might not want to have it when it's lukewarm. But you know, some say that would be the way to get out of the shaila. But if you don't, then you would not say a bracha achrayna. If I'm not mistaken, I believe many Sfaradim are noyig that even if the coffee cools down and they gulp it, you still don't say a bracha achrayna, because usually this is the way that it's drunk. It's drunk in small sips. I believe that's the way many are noyig. Al kopanim.
If you'd have another drink, have a beer, and then go to your hot coffee.
For sure. Bobby's asking if you have another drink, you're having, you know, orange juice and you have a revius, then for sure you drank enough in order to be Nischaya Bracha Achrayna, for sure. Good. So, Al-Gabon, we said, forget about Kutucha Bavli, that's a different story, and so on. Good. Says the Gemara, Eisvei. Eisvei, Shtei Kedeirois, Achashol Chulim, Achashol Truma. You have two pots. One is Chulim, one is Truma. Vilif name, Shtei Meduches. And you have two mortar and pestle. I always get confused which one is which. The pestle is the recipient, right? The pestle is, right, the mortar. Okay, thank you. Am I going to remember that next time? Mortar is the keli, okay? So you've got the mortar. You've got a meduches, something with which you crush spices inside. And one has got chulin spice inside, and one has got truma spice inside. Now we don't know which one is which, but we say mutarin. Why? Because we say shani aymer truma letech truma nafla chulin letech chulin naflu. Seems a very nice, convenient way of saying it. You know, I say truma fell into truma, and I say the chulin fell into the chulin. Now we know, we've seen this several times, that we only are entitled to say Shani Omer by the Rabbanans. You can only do a tliya if it's a din de Rabban. V'yamris kizayis b'chdei achilas pras d'oraisa. And if you want to tell me that kizayis b'chdei achilas pras is d'oraisa, am I amrinin Shani Omer? Why do you say why are you able to say that? Why are you not allowed to say that? If you look at Rashi, two lines before the lines get wide, even if it fell in, it must be that we don't say kizayis bechdechas pras is the araisa. The whole thing is a din de rabbanan. The chi misap galon talin and lakula. In which case, That's the reason why we're able to say that we can be makel. So you see that the din of kezayis bechdechlis pras is only a din derabonin, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to say shani emra. Mayer min and shani emra truma tich truma says the ma'amalei hanech le trumas tavlin derabonin. No, really, I'll tell you, kezayis bechdechlis achilas pras might be a din deraisa. Why is it over here that we're makel, and we say truma latich truma chulin latich chulin? Because we're discussing the truma of spices, and the truma of spices is only derabonin. Truma of spices is only derabonin. Now, if you look at the second to last tesis, tesis says, well, one second, kashal arashba, given the truma's tavan derabonin, gabi shum, am I possible makamagoy? We said a few lines earlier, that if you've got a mixture, you have a mixture where the main food is chulin and the spices are truma, you passel the makamagoy. But if the truma of spices anyway is only derabanan, so why are we machmir? Why do we passel even the makamagoy? Jesus says v'yesh lechalik, we can be mechalik. So the in the sefer Birkas Rosh and Maseches Nazan Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, he says the chilek is that here in our sugya, when we're discussing what fell into what, we don't actually know what fell. Did the truma fall into the truma? Did the truma fall into the chulin? I don't know. So here we're discussing by a suffic iser. It's not yet ischazik yisura. I don't know what fell into what, and it's a shaila of truma's tavlin, which is the rabbanon. Then I have the right to be mekel, and so on. Mashen came before, when there the iser was an iser kavua, it's just you didn't necessarily have the requisite shear, but it's definitely there in the mixture, even though it's only a trumas tavlin derabonin. There we can be more machman, say called a tikkun rabbanon came to rice a tikkun, because at least I know that it's there. Here I didn't even know that it's here in the first place. Says the Gemara Eisvei, so I'll ask you a kasha of a case where the mixture is going to be a mixture midiraisa. Eizvei shtei kupais, achishol chulin, achishol truma. Ulefneim beiz, soyin, achishol chulin, achishol truma. V'naflu eilu latich eilu, mutarin. Shani eime, chulin latich chulin naflu, truma latich truma naflu. So again, you've got two containers. One is wheat, one is truma wheat, one is chulin wheat. And you've got two other containers, one is truma, one is chulin, and they fell, we're not sure what's what. Once again, we say truma fell into truma, chulin fell into chulin, and so on. If you're telling me the kezayis bechdech this pras is the araisa, so amai amrina, why do we say shani aymer? Amrle, hanach le truma bezman hazeh derabanan. Don't ask me a kasha from truma bezman hazeh. Even the truma of wheat and barley and the grains is only midrabanan. So, in other words, the Gemara thought that this might have been a case of an issur d'oraisa. We said, no, it's an issur d'rabanan. Tosfos is bothered. Why do we even think that this would possibly be an issur d'oraisa? Don't we know that min b'minoy is batal b'raiv midrabanan? Says the bottom thesis in Tema, my parach, amay amin and shani eimer vapshita, t'b'chol makim midiraisa min b'mina, batal b'raiv. Even a gabi truma, it's batal b'raiv. V'hacha ma'ari, sh'rabu chulin ala truma, given the sovereign hash to the marib, truma diraisa, the diraisa by revia, v'ila rabiechen ba'arol. So clearly you have a majority. Once you have a majority and it's min b'mina, then it's batal b'raiv midiraisa. In which case, it's pasha that we weren't discussing a shaila v'diraisa. By Marie, the boilamim rebachol inyan afilo min b'she'ena minoi, kegein kemachitin v'kemach sa'irin b'she'ena nikar. That we thought that maybe it was a case of min b'she'ena minoi, and that we say it's a shaila v'derabonin, because it is shuma b'zman hazeh. Good. Fine. Al-Kobanim, what have we said so far? So far, we've said a mimra of Rabbi Avayu b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, kol isurin shibatera, ein hetem etzav le'isur, chutz mi'isuri nazir, shay omritera mishras. We have this, because there is a cost of mishras, and again, the way we saw in Rashi at least three times was that the chiddush of hetem etzav le'isur is, even if it's two separate things. the Einan Mu'uravin Elakol Echad Nikr, as Rashi said. Frag the Gemara, Bahai Mishras, Bahachi Uda Asa. It's coming to the time of the Chiddush of Hatim and Sarah for Isser. Bahami Boilei Elach de Tanya. I need it for something else. It says Mishras, Litim Tam Ke Iker. Oh, it's coming to tell me another very well known important concept. Tam Ke Is, Tam Ke Iker. What does that mean? Shimshara Navim Bemayim. You take some grapes and you soak the grapes in the water, then you take the grapes out. V'yesh behem tam yayin, and there is a tam of yayin which is now spread throughout the mayim. Chayiv, and mikan atadon l'chola terakula, as we'll see in a minute. So we're learning out from the word mishras by Nazir a different concept, a concept of tam ki'ikr. Now let's see this Rashi over here. Let's see the first few Rashi. Listen, Tam Gekalas is Taimishal Isser Ki Ikre Uma Mashe. That it is merely a taste. It's like the Iker and the Mamashes of the thing itself. V'yesh ben v'mayim tam yayin chayiv b'kazayis mehen. So I'm consuming a kazayis of it. Now, right, important line. V'ha lav mishum heter mitzdarif le'isser hu. Let's not get confused between heter mitzdarif le'isser and tam ke iker. Ella mishum dis avid le kule iser. There's been a transformation of all of the mayim, and all of the mayim which I'm consuming has a tam yayin. Avol heter mitzdarif le'isser le'afinamina. Meaning to say, and now that the Rashi's that we saw before and become that much more relevant. Meaning, we said before that the chiddush of heter mitzdarif le'isser, it's a big chiddush. I had half a kezias of grape and half a kezias of bread. Then Nazar puts them in his mouth at the same time. He's chayiv. And as Rashi said, the Eden Muravin, Kolech Abnikar, we said massive chiddush of heter mitzdarif le'isser. The Gemara says, no, I need it to teach me arguably a lesser chiddush of tam ke iker, where the entire heter has now been permeated and been affected with the iser. It's not two distinct things, but all of the iser now takes on the flavor of the iser. So that's what I need it for. And this is coming to teach me, says the Gemara, mikan atadon l'chola terakula. This is not going to be something which is local and specific only to Nazirus, but rather, says Rashi, l'chola terakula shei taimish alisurin kemamashe. How are we going to learn out from Nazir to Shari Surim? We're going to learn out with the Kal V'chaymer. And we're going to say like this. Uma Nazir. There's three coolers by Nazirus. Nazir is Kal. Sheini Sura Yisr Olam. As we know, Stam Nazirus, Shloshim Yem. Ve'eini Sura Yisr Hano. A Nazir is allowed to benefit from grapes and wine and so on. Ve'yesh Heter Le'isurai. And the Nazir, in theory, could matter the Nazirus by going to a chacham. So Nazir, which is Kal, it's got those three coolers, and still Asabei Tam Ke Iker. So Kilayim, Shi Yisura, Yisur Oilam. The Yisura, Yisur Hano. The Ein Heter Li Yisura, Ein Adin, Shi Asabei Tam Ke Iker. So Kilayim, which has all three chumras, for sure we should say that Tam Ke Iker. V'gadin La'arla B'shtayim. And so too with Arla, even though it doesn't have all three Isurim, all three Chumras, it has two out of three. If you look at Rashi directly across, Wadin La Arla Bishtaim, Tavachim is Atadon La Arla at least Bishtei Drachim, meaning the Isurias of Hana, Arla's also of Hana, with the Ein Heter Li Isurai, and you cannot matter it. There's no concept of Hataris, Chacham, and so on. Ve'in hateli servisech shalish, mashing him in Nazir. The Isser Olam lakalam emer ba. But you can't say that Arla is an Isser Olam. The la'achis shalish mutaris. Tesfis and some Rishonim are bothered by this because they say, why can't you say by Arla it's an Isser Olam? Granted, the tree is not austere with an Isser Olam, but this actual Arla, the Arla fruit, is Aser Be'ister Olam. That is going to remain Aser forever, and therefore they learn a different pshat. Al Kopanim, Frag the Gemara Kasha, that you're telling me that Mishras is coming to time with this big chiddush of Hetem and Starf Le'ister, two distinct things, one Iser, one Aser. They're not even Ma'uriv, and one is Mashlim the other, by Naziris. We needed to tell me a more general, perhaps a more kal, an easier chiddush to absorb, and that is Tamke Iser, which we learn out, Tamke Iker, which we learn out from Naziris, and we'll learn it from Naziris to Kilayim, we'll learn it to Arla, and so on. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Says the Gemara, Homani Rabbanini. This Braisa, which says we learn it from Mishras, Tamke Iker, is going like the Rabbanin. For Rabbi Yochanan, who said that we learn it from Mishras, Hatim and Starv the Isser, the Omar Kerebi Akiva. He is going like Rabbi Akiva. So don't ask me a kasha from one Braisa on the other one. Rabbi Yochanan is going like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva uses Mishras to tell me Hatim and Starv the Isser. The Braisa is going like the Rabbanin, and they use it to teach me Tamke Iker. Says the Gemara, Hey Rabbi Akiva, where do we see you in Rabbi Akiva? This did. Elaim Rabbi Akiva de Masnisin. If it's Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah Nazir, listen up. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Sheshara Pite Beyayin, Vayesh Beilatzarev Kedei Kizayis Chayef. A Nazir, he soaks his bread in the wine, and there is enough in the pass, that between the pass and the yayin together, there is yesh b'letzarif kidei kizayis chayiv. You'd be your chayiv. So you see that the sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that hetes mitzarif leiser. Says, well, what's the rayu mimai mi pass mi yayin? Dilma mi yayin lechudei. Maybe the case is that you have a full sheer kizayis of yayin, albeit in a different form. It happens to be that it's soaked and absorbed in bread. Says the Gemara, but if that's the case, what's this big chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? You should know that yayin consumes an entire kezayis worth of yayin, but it's soaked into bread. I mean, of course, he consumes a kezayis worth of yayin. So what would the chiddush of that be? It must be l'chora that it's not a full kezayis of yayin, and the pass is mashlim the yisr. But otherwise, Maila Memra says one, no, Lavdafka, Al Kamash Malon, the Aval Gav, the Taravis, even though it is in a Taravis, Rashi says, She'ene Be'en, She'nivla Be'pas, maybe that is the Chiddush. You might have thought that you have to have it by itself when it's Be'en, Kamash Malon, even when it is in a Taravis. So we still don't see clearly where Rabbi Akiva says, Hetem and Starf Liyasa. Ella, we have Rabbi Akiva of the Brice, the Tanya Rabbi Akiva, Imer, Nozir Sheshara Pite Beyayin, the Ochel Kezayas Mi Pas Umi Yayin, Chayiv. So it is very clearly, if he ate a Kezayas Sachakol from the past and the Yayin together, then he's going to be Chayiv. If you look around, Shumi Pas and Beyayin Chayiv, Upligir Abon and Alei, I want to disagree. The leslu hetem itzarav liyisr. The ilu pashat hayayin v'chol hapas le'avi pligur abon alei. As we mentioned, if the wine would have spread into all of the bread, the rabbanon wouldn't have disagreed, because that's the case of tam ke'ikr. Toyislu tam ke'ikr. The is avid le'pas guvi yisr. Now the whole pass has the tam, the flavor of the yayin. And so on. Ubaami apligalei the time of the Rabbi Akiva mission sirafu. I mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's because of siraf. Like we've said, there is a very big chumrah in what we're saying in Hetem Tzav Le'Isser, in that the two of them are separate. It's not that the time is spread throughout the entire pass, but rather you're just mashlin the shiva kizayis with some of the pass. Good. So our kapana, that is the raya that Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds, that we learn from Mishras to tell me Hetem and Starf Le'Isser. So at this stage, where are we holding? We have Rabbi Yochanan who told us that Kol Isser and Shabbat Torah ain't Hetem and Starf Le'Isser with the exception of Yain. Isuri Nazir. Isuri Nazir. And then we learn that from Mishras that Hatam Mitzvah Isser. And we're saying that is going according to Rabbi Kiva. As we see now, the Rabbi Kiva is the one who says that if you have a Kezayis Mipas, Kezayis Mipas, Yain, you're chayiv. That is what Rabbi Kiva does with the word Mishras. Whereas the Rabbanan use the word Mishras to tell me, Tam Keker, which we said is a lesser level Chiddush, where it's not that there's two things which are distinct, but rather the Mayim takes on the flavor of the Yain and so on, and we see Tam Keker, and we apply it in other Dinei Torah. Certainly we apply it in Kelayim, where Kelayim has three Chumras, which Naziris doesn't have, and even by Arla, which has two Chumras, which Naziris doesn't have, and so on. Good. Now, says the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva, Tam ke ikra minoli. So, Rabbi Kiva uses Mishras to tell me, Hatam et Tzav le'Isser. So, where does he know Tam ke ikra? So, again, I'm not 100% sure about this Nakuda, but the way we have explained things, we have said that Hatam et Tzav le'Isser is a much bigger Chiddush than Tam ke ikra. Because Hatam et Tzav le'Isser is, I've got Isser and Heter, both of them are distinct, but the Heter is mashed on the Isser, so that if a fellow eats both of them together, he's chayiv. Okay? We said Tam Keker is a lower level Chiddush, where the Heter absorbs the whole Tam and flavor, it spreads, it permeates throughout the whole Heter. That's a lower level Chiddush. So now the Gemara is asking Natasha, Rabbi Kiva, how does he know Tam Keker? Well, if he knows Yochayiv because of Hatam et Tzav le'Isser, why don't we say Kol Shekein Yochayiv in the case of Tam Ki Iker? Unless you say that that's not Akasha because Ein Ein Shin and Ein Masir and Menadin. Well, what's that? Why are they not connected? I mean, if I've got half a Kezayis of grape and half a Kezayis of bread, and I put the two together and I have one Kezayis, and 50% of it is Heter, and I'm Chayiv, so if I have something where the entire thing now has the flavor of the yayin, and Rashi seems to stress that, you know, here it's different, it's more kal, right? It's not because of hetem mitzarev, it's because the whole thing is avidly kuli iser. The whole thing kind of, I know it seems to be that it's more kal, whereas before we were stressing each of them is separate. And nevertheless, for Mechayiv here, the whole thing is this avidly kule iser. I was understanding what maybe it's more like an ein unshin, ein masir, ein minadin type of thing. Unless there's some other chilek which I'm not thinking of. Says the Gemara, so v'rabbanan, again, so observe v'kiva tam ki ikr minnali. Where does he learn out tam ki ikr? Yalav mi basa v'chalav. He learns out from basa v'chalav. He learns Avram Baza Bechalov, Lav Taima Ba'almahu. If you take a piece of meat, you've got some milk cooking on the stove, and then a piece of meat falls in, and it's there for a few seconds, and you take it out, but it's there long enough to impart a bit of flavor, and you take it out. That's the classical case of Baza Bechalov. So Lav Taima Ba'almahu V'Asr. Achanami Leishma. So according to Rabbi Kiva, we'll learn out from Baza Bechalov. The Rabbanan. And what will the Rabbanan say to that? The Rabbanan said, no, we have to have learnt from Mishras. We need a special Gzeres HaKosov. Don't learn out from Basa B'Cholav. The Rabbanan, Mi Basa B'Cholav Le'Gamrinan. The Chiddush, Basa B'Cholav is a Chiddush. And we'll see in a minute what the Chiddush is. But I believe this is the first place in Shas where Rashi tells us how to learn, whenever the Gemara says Chiddush, what that means. I mean, we have a Chiddush in Shabbos and have Samach Tas, but I don't think Rashi says over here. There's a little bit of an arichus. If you look at Rashi, about eight lines before the lines become medium sized, Rashi says the Chiddush Kol Isurei Teimahu. What does Chiddush mean? That the whole nature of the Isur is a wonder. Udvar Chiddush She'enei Matzoi Ki Haigavna Bishar Isurin. You don't find a similar type of concept by other Isurin. Legamrinan Chumradidei Ashar Isurin. You can't learn out its stringency to other Isurin. Tachyechi the Shar Chidushim the daily Havi Bishari Surin. Hi the Tam Ki Ekonami Le Tigmar Mine. So it says Rashi, Chidush means that the Isser is a Dvar, is a Tema. Right? It's something strange which we don't find elsewhere. So say the Rabbanan, you cannot learn Tam Ki Iker from a Bas V'Cholov. The Bas V'Cholov is a Chidush. She says, my Chidush. Shari meat is mutter by itself. Cheese is mutter by itself. All of a sudden becomes osir. Well, that's not unique. Kilaim nami haylechudei v'haylechudei shari ubahadadi osir. Ella, what is the chiddush? What is unique to basa b'chalav? The itaru le kuli yoima b'chalba shari. By basa b'chalav, we do not say kavush kumavushal. You can soak it in there a whole day, and mid your rice, it is mutter. The itaru le kula yema b'chalba shari. Bashale, bishule, asr. As soon as you're mavashle a little bit, it becomes asr. That is something which is unique to basa b'chalav. By others, we do say kavush kumavushal. By basa b'chalav, we don't say that. So that is a chiddush in Bas V'Cholov. And therefore you cannot learn out to heter to Tam Ki Iker, cannot out Tam Ki Iker from Bas V'Cholov, and therefore we have to learn it out from Mishras. Frag the Gemar, Rabbi Kiva Nami, Bas V'Cholov Vade Chiddushu. Mechir the Rabbanan are right. Isn't Bas V'Cholov a chiddush? Ella, what will Rabbi Kiva do? Where will Rabbi Kiva learn out Tam Ki Iker from? Ella Yalav Migi Ule Nachrim. He will learn out from the treif blias found in the pot of Nachrim. Meaning, Giule Nachrim, Lav Time of Almo, V'Osser. Meaning, in the story by Midian, it says that they went and they got the pots and the kalim, and it says kol darvasha yavu beish, yavir beish, and so on. Meaning, sachakol, what's inside the pot? It's just tam. It's just the tam inside. Yalav migule nachrim lav taima ba'almo ve'aser achanami leishna. So we'll learn out that the Torah is mischashev with the tam, which is balua inside the keli. If so, says Rabbi Kiva, that is going to be the source to tell me Tam Ki Iker. V'Rabbanan, no. Giuli Nachrim, Nami Chiddushu. You can't learn out from Giuli Nachrim. That's also unusual. That's also a Dvar Tema. Why is it a Chiddush? Daha Kol Nesen Tam Lufgam Mutter. Usually we have a rule of Nesen Tam Lufgam that when there is a distaste, an unpleasant flavor, it is Mutter. The Gemini mean Nevela, we learn that from Nevela. We learn that from Nevela. That, if you like a Rashi, about four lines get wide. The Gemini Nevela, the Leisechu call Nevela Ger, Leisechu call Nevela, comma, Leger Shevishrach Tinena, Harui Leger Kri Nevela, Shin Rui Leger Eina Kri Nevela, because it's got an unpleasant flavor. So usually we say, Kolnes and Hamas Gam is Mutter, the Gemini Nevela, and here all of a sudden, Vahacha Aser, Elamai, Giuli Nachrim is a chiddush, and therefore you cannot learn out from Giuli Nachrim to tell me Tam Ki Iker. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, no, you're wrong. Rabbi Kiva, Kidrivchia Berei de Rav Huna, the Omar Le Osra Tera Ela Bekidei Rabaz Yoma. The case of Midian, in which the Torah asked and said, Kol Darvash Yava Beish, Tavir Beish, and so on, is only the Tzekidei Rabaz Yoma. When the tam is a tam shvach, it's a pleasant tam, and so on. And in which case, it's not a chiddush. And nevertheless, what is it? Sachakol, it's only tam. And you see tam ke iker, hilkach lav, nusin tam of gamhu, in which case, I can learn out from it, says Rabbi Kiva, the tam ke iker. Whereas Rabbonin, kedei rabas yema nami le efshir, de le pogma porta. Even if it's a bas yem, it's been used within the last 24 hours, there's still going to be epis of pagam, in which case it's still considered to be a chiddush, and therefore the Rabbanim don't want to learn out from there. Hence, the Rabbanim wanted to learn out from Mishras to teach me Tam Ki Iker. Fine. Al Koponim, what do we have? According to Rabbi Akiva, we're learning out from Mishras, Heter Mitzdarf Isser, only by Isuri Nazir. According to the Ravonin, we're learning out Tam Ki Iker, not only to Nazirus, but to other Isurim also. So asks the Gemara, Avli Rav Acha Breda Rav Avi Rav Ashi, Mid Rabbanan Nishma Rabbi Akiva. Maybe the Rabbanan are happy to use Mishras to tell me Tam Ki Iker, not only by Nazir, but elsewhere. So why doesn't Rabbi Akiva say, I will learn out Hadam and Sarav Isser, not only by Nazir, but elsewhere also? I mean, it's Machlek is what you learn out from Mishras. Rabbi Akiva learns out Tam Ki Hadam and Sarav Isser, Rabbanan learn out Tam Ki Iker, but just like the Rabbanan are happy to extend it to other things, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva extend it to other things also? That's the Gemara's Tash. Mid Rabbanan Nishma Rabbi Akiva, meaning Mi Loi Amri Rabbanan. Didn't the Rabbanan say Mishras Litn Tam Ki Iker Mikana Tadana Lachol Yisrael Shabbat Teira? Rabbi Akiva, Nami Mishras Lehat Mitzdarf LeIsser Mikan Atadon Lachol Yisrael Shabbat Teira Kula. So why don't you say the same thing in the world of Rabbi Akiva? Amalei Mishum Dehavi Nazir VeChatas Shnei Ksuvin Aboyin Ke'echot. Because Nizirus and Chatas is considered to be Shnei Ksuvin Aboyin Ke'echot. Ve'ein Melamden, Rashi says that Rashi Mishum DeBeduchta Achrita Nami Kosu Rachmana. There's another place where the Torah told me the din of Heter Mitzdarf of Liyisr. Says the Gemara, Nazir Hodamar, and that's learned out from the case of Mishras. What's the case of Chatas? Chatas Mayi, Tanya, Kol Ashayiga Bivsara Yikdash. The Pasuk says, anything which touches the flesh of the Chatas, Yikdash, will take on its dinim. Now, Yaglafilo Leibala, I might think, even if it doesn't, if it's not a nivla from it, maybe it touches it when it's cold. Talmud Lamer Bivsara Ad Sheyivla Bibasar, and we darsh and yikdash. Now this thing now, the piece of chulin meat, now is liyos kamaya. Now takes on the dinim of the piece of chatas. Sheim psula, he tipasel. The chatas is psula. Then the chulin is going to be apostle im kishera, if the chatas is kishera, kshiri tiyachol kachamer shabah, then the chulin also takes on the exact same halachic status as the piece of kodshim and so on. Let's just see one Rashi, we'll stop with this. Rashi says, let's just see the Rashi before, kalaj yigah b'vsara chulin ishlamim, shizman achilasam ruba mechatas. So if either chulin meat or shlamim meat touches chatas, and the din is yikdash, kidim mefarish liyez kamaya, shim psula hoysa chatis, kegoy nepigel, eipsula acher, tipasel avzu, shibala mimena, in kesherehi achatis mahanya, libelas hemena lasa achila, ela kachama shaba, it takes on its stringency, kachimer achatis, shinivlaba, so the shlamim or the chulin will take on the same dinim. Skip one Rashi, we'll just look at the last one of Teuchel HaBelas Kechamer Shepa, meaning Sharei Yeshba Beiz Minim Echad Chamor Echad Kal, meaning this piece of shlamim meat or this piece of chulin, now even though it kind of has within it two things, one chamor and one kal, the kula haleches achar hachamor, and the whole thing is treated like the chamor. Alma heter mitzdarev leiser. So, in answer to our question, why don't the rabbanim say that we learn it from Mishras heter mitzdarev leiser to call it a kula? The answer is because we find a concept heter mitzdarev leiser both with regards to naziris and with regards to chatas. In which case, it's exclusive to them. It's Shnei Ksuvin HaBoyin Ke'echad Ve'ein Malamdin. Okay.